recite wrongly, that is to make mistakes intentionally while reciting Al-Qur'an, commit mistakes. حتى لو كان هذا ناشئاً عن الجهل, even if this is a result of ignorance. So I hope all of you checked or rechecked your recitation of Al-Fatiha. I hope. طيب. نكمل الكلام من حيث كنا وصلنا. Let us continue from where we stopped yesterday. قال المؤلف رحمه الله: ومنها, أي من معاصي اللسان, التزمير. The author said to play the flute. شرح ذلك أن من المعاصي, من معاصي اللسان, اللعب بالمزمار, الضرب بالمزمار. Among the sins is to play flute. والمزمار أنواع. As you know, there are different types of that. منه ما يكون من قصب, ومنه ما يكون من حديد, ومنه ما يكون من غير ذلك. Some are made from bamboo, some are made from metals. Different types of flutes. بعضها يستعمل في الأعراس وفي غير ذلك, وبعضها في غير ذلك. Some are used in weddings, some are used in other occasions. كل هذا حرمه الشرع. All of that is prohibited in the rules of the religion. حتى مزمار الراعي, يعني even the flute that the shepherd uses, it is prohibited. لأنه داخل في الآلات المطربة. All of that is included in the prohibited musical instruments. The instruments that give enchantment. وتحريم المزمار وما شابهه هو القول المعتمد. Judging such instruments of being haram is the correct saying. وما قاله بعض الشافعية والحنفية من جواز استعمال المزمار لا يلتفت إليه. What some Shafi'is and Hanafis said that it is permissible to play the flute is not a reliable saying. لأنه جاء في حديث الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام ما يصرح بعكس كلامهم. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام explicitly mentioned that this is prohibited. So he explicitly said what contradicts the saying of some Shafi'is and Hanafis. ثم إن المجتهدين حرموا ذلك. يعني on top of that الشافعي حرم وأبو حنيفة حرم. On top of that the heads of the madhhab and the top scholars of these two madhhabs mentioned that it is prohibited to play these instruments. لكن كما هو ظاهر لكم تحريم هذه الآلات العزف بهذه الآلات ليس معلوما من الدين بالضرورة. But as it is clear for all of you, judging the judgment that playing these instruments is prohibited, this judgment is not known by necessity among the rules of the religion. It is not known by necessity among the Muslims that it is one of the rules of the religion. قال المؤلف والسكوت عن الأمر بالمعروف والنهي عن المنكر بغير عذر. The author said to refrain from commanding the obligatory al-ma'ruf and from forbidding the unlawful al-munkar without an excuse. يعني أن الإنسان إذا وجب عليه وجوبا عينيا الأمر بالمعروف أو النهي عن المنكر فلم يفعل أثم بذلك. This means that when it is a personal obligation upon the person, upon one, to order المعروف or forbid المنكر, and one does not do it, then one is sinful. أحيانا يتعين عليك الأمر بالمعروف والنهي عن المنكر. Sometimes it is a personal obligation upon one to order المعروف or forbid المنكر. وأحيانا يكون ذلك فرض كفاية إذا قام به البعض سقط الحرج عن الباقين. And in other times, doing that would be a communal obligation. فرض كفاية. If some do it, then the others would not be sinful. If some people fulfill this obligation, the others would not be sinful. وأحيانا يكون هناك عذر يمنع الإنسان من إنكار المنكر. Sometimes there would be an excuse. أحيانا يكون عذر يمنع الإنسان وأحيانا يكون عذر بحيث أن الإنسان إذا لم ينكر المنكر لا يكون آثما كذلك. Sometimes there would be an excuse that prevents one from forbidding المنكر. And sometimes there would be an excuse for him not to do that. That is, if he does not do it, he is not sinful for leaving out doing it. أحيانا إذا أمر الإنسان بالمعروف أو نهى عن المنكر يقتل. أو يقطع عضوه. Sometimes if one orders المعروف or forbids المنكر, one would be killed or one of his organs would be cut off. أو يؤخذ ماله or his money would be taken from him. في هذه الحال له عذر لترك الأمر بالمعروف والنهي عن المنكر. In such a case, if he knows that this is what happens, then he is excused to leave out forbidding المعروف, forbidding المنكر and ordering المعروف. وبعض الناس عندهم من قوة اليقين بحيث أنهم لا يمتنعون عن الأمر بالمعروف والنهي عن المنكر ولو كان يصيبهم من جراء ولو كان يصيبهم البلاء من جراء ذلك. لو كان يخشى أحدهم على نفسه بعض الذي ذكرناه لأنهم يرجون المنفعة بفعلهم ذلك. And some people, they are strong in relying on Allah Ta'ala to the point that when they feel that there is a benefit from ordering al-ma'ruf and forbidding al-munkar, they do not abstain from doing that, even if they fear for themselves some things, things similar to things that we mentioned, to be killed or the like. لأجل ذلك يعني من أمثال هؤلاء مثال عن هؤلاء بعض الأئمة الكبار. Some examples for that are some of the great imams. الإمام مالك رضي الله عنه جلد ولم يترك الأمر بالمعروف. أبو حنيفة رضي الله عنه مات في الحبس من الجلد من أثر الضرب. الإمام أحمد ثلاثة خلفاء تداولوه واحدا بعد الآخر بضرب أو بحبس وغير ذلك ولم يتركوا الأمر بالمعروف والنهي عن المنكر. الإمام مالك was whipped strongly and he did not leave out ordering al-ma'ruf. Imam Abu Hanifa died imprisoned and he died because he was whipped also. He did not leave out ordering al-ma'ruf. Al-Imam Ahmad, three consecutive rulers, took turn in harming him by prison, by beating him and other things. And he did not leave out ordering al-ma'ruf. Al-Buwaiti, تلميذ الإمام الشافعي, مات والحديد في رجليه في الحبس ولم يترك الأمر بالحق. Al-Buwaiti, the biggest student among the students of al-Shafi'i, he died while imprisoned with chains in his feet. And he did not leave out ordering al-ma'ruf and forbidding al-munkar. الإمام الشافعي كان قال له قبل أن يموت, الله كشف للشافعي, قال له أنت تموت في الحديد, يعني تموت وأنت مقيد بالحديد. الإمام الشافعي, before dying, he told the student al-Buwaiti that you are going to die while in chains. Chained, بيقولوا. Enchained. Allah gave al-Shafi'i this knowledge. So he told al-Buwaiti before he died about that. After al-Shafi'i died, it happened. And this is how al-Buwaiti died. لكن للأمر للنهي عن المنكر شرط. But there are conditions in the rules of the religion for one to forbid المنكر. لا بد أن يكون هذا المنكر الذي ينهى الشخص عنه مجمعا على تحريمه, أو أن الشخص الذي ينهاه عن فعله, الشخص الذي يفعله يعتقد تحريمه, وإلا فلا ينكر عليه. Among the conditions to forbid al-munkar is for this unlawful matter to be judged as unlawful by consensus, or that the one who's doing it believes that it is forbidden. مثلا رجل كشف فخذه أمام الناس. إذا كان هذا الرجل يتبع مذهب الشافعي, يعتقد أن كشف الفخذ أمام الناس حرام, أنت لك أن تنكر عليه. إذا كان يتبع من قال من الأئمة بأن كشف الفخذ حرام, إذا كان هذا اعتقاده, لك أن تنكر عليه عند ذلك. For example, if a man uncovers his thigh in front of the people, if this person follows the school of al-Shafi'i or Abu Hanifa, that is, he follows one of the imams who says that it is prohibited for him to uncover his thigh in front of the people, in front of others, then you are entitled to forbid him, to tell him what you are doing is haram, leave it out, do not do it. أما إذا كان يتبع مذهب من يجيز ذلك فليس لك أن تنكر عليه. Now, if he is following the school of the Imam who says that it is permissible to do that, then it is not correct. It is not, you are not entitled to tell him you are sinful by doing that. Leave it out. لأن هذا الأمر اختلف فيه الأئمة, because the great mujtahids, the mujtahids had different opinions about this matter. بعضهم حرم وبعضهم أجاز. Some said this is prohibited and some said it is permissible. فإذا كان هو يتبع مذهب الذي أجاز أنت لما تنكر عليه. So if he is following the school of the person who said that this is permissible, why would you tell him you are sinful, etc.? You are not entitled to do that. نعم لك أن تنصحه أن ترشده إلى ما هو الأفضل من باب الإرشاد لا من باب الإنكار. Of course, you can talk to him and advise him to do what is better, but not to tell him what you are doing is a sin, leave it out because it is a sin. No, you can advise him to do what's better. تقول له إذا سترت فخيذك هذا أحسن تكون خرجت من الخلاف. For example, you tell him, if you cover your side, this is better. Because like this, you, according to all the imams, you would not be doing anything bad. مثل هذا يجوز. Talking to him like that is permissible. أما الإنكار عليه فلا. هذه مسألة. This is هذا شرط. This is one condition. شرط آخر أن لا يؤدي إنكار المنكر إلى منكر أعظم. إنكار المنكر باليد أو باللسان إلى منكر أعظم. Another condition is for one not to believe that by forbidding al-munkar or ordering al-ma'roof, this will lead to a greater sin, to a sin which is more enormous. مثلا واحد يسب واحدا بغير حق وأنت تعرف أنك لا تستطيع أن تمنعه من ذلك, وإذا قلت له اسكت عن هذا لا تسبه يقتله, في هذه الحال لا تقول له, تسكت, لأن إنكار المنكر يؤدي إلى منكر أعظم. For example, someone is cursing unjustly another person. This is haram. You cannot prevent this person from doing that. And you know that if you tell him, do not do it, he is going to kill that person. In this case, telling him, do not do that, will lead to a sin which is more enormous. In this case, you do not say it. حرام عليك في هذه الحال أن تفعل. It is prohibited for you to do that in this case. مثلا واحد يقول كلاما ساقطا, إذا قلت له كف عن هذا يسب الله, أنت تعرف أنك إذا قلت له هذا يسب الله, لا تقل له. For example, if someone is saying bad statements, and you know that if you tell him, do not say that, he is going to curse Allah or the Prophet. In this case, you do not tell him. Because this will lead to a greater sin, to a sin which is more enormous. وَهَذَا أَمْرٌ لَا يَنْتَبِهُ إِلَيْهِ كَثِيرٌ مِّنَ النَّاسِ. This is something that many people do not pay attention to it. أَحْيَانًا الْوَاحِدْ مِنْهُمْ يَفْعَلُ فِعْلًا يَظُنُّهُ إِنْكَارَ مُنْكَرْ أَوْ أَمْرًا بِمَعْرُوفٍ فَيُؤَدِّي إِلَى ضَرَرٍ عَظِيمٍ بِالْمُسْلِمِينَ. Sometimes a person might do something which he thinks that by this he is ordering al-ma'ruf or forbidding al-munkar, and as a result, a big harm occurs to the Muslims because of that. على الشخص أن يكون فاطنا في هذا الأمر. One needs to be careful about this issue. العلماء قالوا العاقل لا يهدم مصرا ليبني قصرا. The scholars said the clever person do not destroy a whole city to build a castle or a mansion or the like. قال المؤلف وكتم العلم الواجب مع وجود الطالب. But here let me draw your attention to something. Sometimes you fear a harm from saying something. Okay? Let's say you are in a condition where you are excused for not saying it. This does not mean that you are entitled to say wrong things that delude the people and take them astray. So there is difference between keeping silent and saying things that take the people astray. Like years ago, there was a man, a famous man, he's famous, who lived in Mecca. His father was a famous scholar and a man of merit. Even under the control of the Wahhabis, he used to teach in the masjid, in al-Masjid al-Haram in Mecca, and say what Ahlul Sunnah say openly, without any fear. He used to warn against the Wahhabis, he used to warn against Ibn Taymiyyah by name. He used to say that this man was not even a Muslim, openly. He did not fear, mashallah. This man died, and because the people loved him so much, after his death, they gathered around his son. Now, after a period of time, after some time, people started hearing from his son things that are not good. Like they started hearing about him saying that he said Al-Imam Ibn Taymiyyah, for example, or Al-Imam Muhammad Ibn Abd al-Wahhab, or about some leaders of the Wahhabi movements, that they were good scholars, or that the differences with the Wahhabis is not a big issue. It's not a big difference. Things like that. Now, several people advised him, talked to him, especially that people from Indonesia and Malaysia, they were used to come to the school where his father used to teach, to learn there. And after the death of the father was named, the name of the father was Sheikh Alawi, Alawi al-Maliki. After the death of the father, they kept coming to that school to learn, but then they started to hear the things that his son was saying and to read in his books that contained these bad claims. To make the story short, I met him one time with, we met him, Haj Riyad and myself. Haj Ali was also, he attended a part of the what? So we told him, we want to talk with you in privacy. We sat with him, himself, his son-in-law, Haj Riyad, and myself. And we talked with him. We said, why do you say these things? Those people who come to learn from you, if they go back to their countries and they spread those ill ideas, with those ill ideas, and they spread them, then you would be responsible for that. And on the day of judgment, you will face that. So all what he said was, you do not know the situation of the country where we live. That's all. So we told him, your father lived at the same place, and they did not dare to harm him. Why? Because he used to say the proper thing in a brave way, in a good way, and the people supported him because of that. If you do the same thing, then the people will support you. And let's say you cannot, there is a different situation now, you can keep silent. Just keep silent. Why would you spread wrong things pertaining to the religion and the rules of the religion? He did not have anything to say. He said at that time that he will change these sentences in his books, etc. He never did it. He never did it. And later he added other things to that. So things that are not related even to the Wahhabis' control. Other things. Walayyazu billah. So if you are excused sometimes not to order al-ma'roof and forbid al-munkar, it does not mean that you are excused to pervert the rules of the religion. Al-Imam Ahmad radiyallahu anhu, one day a man told him, you are doing all of this you are bearing all this hardship. He was at the time in jail. So a man came to visit him where he was in jail. And he was talking with him. You are bearing all this hardship, etc. Why are you doing that? So he told him, go out and check what do you see. He went out, he saw many people gathered. He told them, what are you doing here? They said, we are waiting for Ahmed. And we are waiting to hear from him, to write what he says. Thousands of people were waiting. So he went back and he told him, I saw many people waiting for you to write what you say. He told him, so do you think I would lead astray all those people? I prefer to be killed than leading them astray. Well, this is the difference between great imams and great swindlers, or big swindlers, whatever you call them. Allah yarhamuna. قال المؤلف وكتم العلم الواجب مع وجود الطالب. The author said, to withhold the obligatory knowledge from the one who requests it. يعني إذا كان هناك إنسان يريد أن يتعلم قابل ما عنده مانع من تعلم علم الدين الفرض العيني من علم الدين ما يجب عليه الآن معرفته لا يجوز التهاون في تعليمه هذا العلم. If there is someone who is ready to accept, to learn the personal obligatory knowledge, the knowledge that he needs to know it now, he has to know it now, then it is not permissible to fall short in teaching him this knowledge. إن كان هناك عدة أشخاص كل واحد منهم قادرا على تعليمه لا بد أن يتولى ذلك واحد منهم. If there are several people who are able to teach this person, at least يعني, one of them should take care of that. إن لم يكن هناك إلا واحد قادر صار فرض عين على هذا الواحد أن يعلمه. If there is only one person who is able to do that, then it becomes a personal obligation upon this person to teach him. إلا أن يكون معذورا. Of course, except if he has an excuse for not to do that. A valid excuse for not to do that. ابن ماجه والحاكم وغيرهما رووا عن النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام أنه قال من سئل عن علم فكتمه ألجم يوم القيامة بلجام من نار. اللجام هو هذا الذي يوضع للحصان في فمه, لكن يعني يوضع له في فمه ما يشبه ذلك لكن يكون من نار. الله يجيرنا من ذلك. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said, the one who is asked to teach a knowledge and he does not do it, that is when it is an obligation upon him to do that. And he does not do it, on the day of judgment he will then on the
he will be bridled with a bit of fire.
The one who does not teach the knowledge after being asked to do so will be brightened on the day of judgment with a bit of fire. The bit, you know, this thing that they put for the horse. It will be from fire on the day of judgment. Allah. فإن تعلم الشخص هذا العلم الضروري الذي يجب عليه أن يعرفه الآن ثم نسي بعضه فجاء إليك بعد مدة قال لك أنا نسيت بعضه ارجع علمني تعلمه من جديد حكمه كالذي لم يتعلم في الأصل. If this person learns a part of the, learns the obligatory knowledge, then after a while he forgets it. He comes back to you and tells you, I forgot a part of it. Teach me again. Then you have to do that. Someone has to do it. He cannot be neglected. As if he did not learn it in the first place. The same judgment applies. يعني إذا كنا قاعدين ثلاثة أو أربعة ونحن الثلاثة أو الأربعة قادرون على تعليم الفرض العيني من علم الدين ثم عرفنا أن شخصا في البلد يحتاج إلى هذا العلم يريد أن يتعلم ما عنده مانع لو أننا علمناه لا يسعنا أن نتركه بل لا بد أن يتولى ذلك واحد منا وإلا نكون آثمين. So if we were in an area, in a town, three or four people who know, who can teach the personal obligatory knowledge, and we know that in the town there is someone who wants to learn, he does not reject the knowledge. Then one of us has to take care of that. If all of us neglect to teach this person, then all of us would be sinful. ولأهمية علم الدين قال العلماء يجب وجود عالم يصلح للفتوى في كل مسافة قصر. Because the religious knowledge is very important, the scholars said, every distance of Qasr, there has every two marhalas, there has to be a scholar who reached the level of giving fatwa. Yani they said it is an obligation. يعني التقصير في هذا إثم. So falling short in fulfilling that is a sin. إلا لعذر. Except for an excuse. مثلا نحن في بلد لا يوجد بالقرب منها من يصلح للفتوى. وبين أهل البلد يوجد أناس عندهم من المقدرة ما يصلون به إلى درجة الفتوى لكن منشغلون كلهم بتعليم العقيدة لو أنهم تركوا لو أن واحدا منهم تفرغ لتعلم العلم لبلوغ درجة الفتوى يفوت لا يوجد من يسد مسده في تعليم العقيدة الصحيحة للناس هذا عذر. For example, if we are living in a town and close to us in close vicinity, there is no one who reached the level of that level of knowledge to give fatwa. And among us, there are certain ones who have the ability, if they put effort and learn, to reach that level. But all of us, including those people, are busy in teaching al-aqidah, in teaching the creed, because there is a lot of ignorance in the town. So if any one of them leaves out doing that to put effort to learn and reach that level, no one is going to fill for him. In this case, we would be excused not to have someone that reached that level. We would be excused if we do not put that effort, if no one among us put that effort. This is an example for the excuse in this case. وَلَا بُدَّ أَنْ يَكُونَ هُنَاكَ قَاضٍ قَالُوا فِي كُلِّ مَسَافَةِ عَدُوٍ يعني في كل نصف مرحلة. They said also there has to be a Muslim judge for every half a day. Keep it all. Within a distance of half a day walking. Which means such person needs to have a certain level of knowledge also, so he can fulfill that position. قال الغزالي ولا بد أن يكون في كل بلد عالم قادر على دفع شبه الملحدين والمبتدعين قادر أن يرد عليهم بالحجج العقلية وبالحجج النقلية. الغزالي said also in each town, in each city, there has to be a scholar able to refute the people of misguidance with the mental proofs and the textual proofs. قال المؤلف والضحك لخروج الريح أو على مسلم استحقارا له. The author said to laugh because a Muslim passed gas, or to laugh at a Muslim to degrade him. يعني أنه لا يجوز أن يضحك الشخص لخروج الريح من المسلم لأن هذا يؤذيه. It is not permissible for one to laugh because another one passed gas. This harms the other person. ولا يجوز أن يضحك استحقارا له لأن هذا يؤذيه. Likewise, it is not permissible to laugh in a way to degrade him. It's not permissible for him to laugh to degrade a Muslim, because this harms him also. قال المؤلف وكتم الشهادة. The author said to withhold testimony.
Could you please move this way so that more people can...
Yeah.
Let's get tighter this way.
And
there are spaces. If you have a problem there also.
طيب من جملة معاصي اللسان كتم الشهادة بلا عذر. Among the sins of the tongue is for one to withhold the testimony without an excuse. وهذا من الكبائر. This is an enormous sin. وهنا تفصيل. But take in consideration that there are details here. في بعض الأحيان على الشخص أن يشهد دعي للشهادة أو لم يدعى. Sometimes the person has to testify before the judge whether the court, whether the judge asks him to testify or not, whether one of the two parties asks him to testify or not. هذا يقال له شهادة الحسبة. This is called in Arabic الحسبة. كما لو عرفت أن شخصا طلق زوجته بالثلاث وما زال يعاشرها معاشرة الأزواج. هنا لو لم تدع إلى القاضي للشهادة تشهد على ذلك حتى يفرق بينهما. An example of that, if you know that someone divorces his wife 3 times and despite that he is still living with her like a husband and a wife. In this case, you go to the judge and testify before the judge whether he asked you to do that or he did not ask you to do that. أما لو كان اثنان بينهما خصام في مال وأنت شهدت على شيء يؤيد دعوى أحدهما في هذه الحال لا تشهد حتى تستشهد حتى تدعى. As in the case for example where there is a dispute between two people about a financial issue, those two people they go to the judge. If, and you know, you testified something that supports the claim of one of them. You witnessed something that supports the claim of one of them. In this case, you are not entitled to go and testify if the person whom your testification might support his claim, if this person does not ask you to do so. يعني وهو يعلم أنك شهدت هذا. Of course, we are talking about the case when he knows that you witnessed this issue. من شهد في هذه الحال قبل أن يستشهد ففعله مذموم مذموم. The one who goes and testifies in this case before asked to do so, the Prophet dispraised him. Explicitly the Prophet dispraised him. ذمه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في الحديث. قال خير القرون قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم ثم يظهر الكذب ويفشو السمن ويشهد أحدهم قبل أن يستشهد. The Prophet praised the first 3 centuries. And then, and he said, after those 3 centuries, lying will be spread among the Muslims, getting fat also would be spread among them, and one of them, or it would be spread among them, that one testifies before being asked to testify. قال المؤلف وترك رد السلام الواجب عليك. The author said to neglect the obligatory returning, like saying wa alaykum as-salam, of the Islamic salutation, as-salamu alaykum. يعني أنه في أحيان يجب على الشخص أن يرد السلام. There are certain cases where one has, it is an obligation upon him to reply back when he is saluted by assalamu alaykum. إذا سلم عليه واحد وقصده بعينه بالسلام يجب عليه أن يرد. If someone says to him assalamu alaykum, to him or to her, that is, if one was addressed personally with the salam of someone else, he needs to say wa alaykum assalam. It is an obligation upon him to do that if he is not excused. يعني إذا كان الطرفان من جنس واحد كلاهما ذكران أو كلاهما أنثيان. It is an obligation if both parties are males or females. أو سلم واحد على جماعة حاضرين فلا بد أن يرد عليه على الأقل واحد منهم. Or if someone salutes a group of people, at least one of this group has to reply. At least one has to say wa alaykum as-salam. أما لو سلمت شابة على أجنبي فلا يجب أن يرد. Now if a young woman, for example, says السلام عليكم to a marriageable man, he is not obligated to say وعليكم السلام. لكن يجوز, but it is permissible. لكن لا يجب. Permissible but not an obligation. كذلك وكذلك العكس. Likewise the opposite. كذلك لو كان إنسان يقضي الحاجة فسلم عليه شخص في حال قضاء الحاجة لا يجب أن يرد. Likewise if someone was urinating or defecating and another one says assalamu alaykum to him while he is doing that, it is not an obligation upon him to reply. أو كان يأكل والطعام في فمه, or he was eating with food in his mouth, وسلم عليه واحد, لا يجب أن يرد. And someone says assalamu alaykum, he is not obligated to say وعليكم السلام. في بعض الأحوال يكره أن يسلم الشخص على غيره. في حال يكره ذلك لا يجب رد السلام. In some cases it is disliked in the first place to say assalamu alaikum to someone. So when this is the case, replying back is not an obligation. لو سلم عليك مبتدع عنده بدعة في العقيدة لم تبلغ حد الكفر لكنه مبتدع لا يجب أن ترد السلام. If someone who is not following the proper creed, if he went astray on the level of the creed, even if this person did not reach the level of blasphemy, the point of blasphemy, he is a Muslim, an enormous sinner, because issues pertaining to the creed, if he says assalamu alaikum, you are not obligated to say wa alaikum assalam. You can, but you are not obligated to say wa alaykum assalam. Wa amma ma qalahu ba'd al-mutaakhirin min annahu yahrumu ibtida' al-ajnabiyyati bis-salam aw bil-'aks, fa hadha la yultafatu ilayh. Khilafu mazhab al-Shafi'i wa kibar ashabihi. What some later Shafi'i scholars said, it is not permissible to say assalamu alaykum to a marriageable female, to a female who is other than your mother, your sister, your wife or the like, is not reliable. This does not comply with the saying of al-Shafi'i. It does not comply with the saying of the great followers of al-Shafi'i. So they committed a mistake. Some later Shafi'is said that, and they committed a mistake by saying that. There is a difference between saying it is not an obligation to reply back and saying it is haram to start someone with assalamu alaikum. Isn't there a difference? There is a difference between these two cases. What the great Shafi'i scholars said, it is not an obligation to reply back if a young female, marriageable young female, says assalamu alaikum to you. They did not say it is haram for her or for you to do that. So there is a difference between these two statements. Among those famous Shafi'i scholars who clarified the issue is Al-Halimi. Halimi is a famous Shafi'i scholar. من بين الذين بينوا هذه المسألة الحليمي. الحليمي قديم قبل البيهقي. حليمي is من أصحاب الوجوه. He is among the top Shafi'i scholars and he lived more than 1,000 years ago. قال المؤلف وتحرم القبلة للحاج والمعتمر بشهوة ولصائم فرضا إن خشي الإنزال وقيل يكره ومن لا تحل قبلته. The author said to give an arousing kiss intentionally when one is in the state of pilgrimage for Hajj or Umrah, or is fasting an obligatory fast if one fears ejaculation? and to kiss those whom one is not allowed to kiss. إذا كان الشخص محرما بحج أو عمرة لا يجوز له أن يقبل زوجته بشهوة. If someone is in the state of ihram in Hajj or Umrah, he is not entitled to kiss his wife an arousing kiss. يعني غير زوجته بالأولى. More so, يعني to do that with other than his wife. طيب. وإذا كان صائما صوم فرض لا يجوز له أن يقبل زوجته بشهوة إذا كان يخشى من ذلك الإنزال يخشى أن ينزل أن يعني يخرج منه المني. Now if one is fasting an obligatory fasting, he is not allowed to kiss his wife an arousing kiss if he fears that he fears ejaculation because of that. فَإِنْ لَمْ يَخْشَ الْإِنْزَالِ جَازَ. So if he does not fear ejaculation, it is permissible. وَإِنْ كَانَ الصَّوْمُ صوم نفل جاز. And if the fasting is not an obligatory fasting, it is also permissible. لأن صوم النفل يجوز للشخص أن يقطعه. Because fasting, an optionally fasting, not an obligatory fasting, when one is fasting optionally, he is allowed to interrupt it. So it is permissible for him to do that. صوم الفرض مثل صوم رمضان مثل الصوم عن القضاء قضاء ما فاته في رمضان مثل الصوم عن كفارة واجبة وهكذا. When we say an obligatory fasting, we mean fasting during Ramadan, fasting to make up a day that he missed among the days of Ramadan, fasting for an expiation that he has to fulfill, like that. If he fears ejaculation, he is not entitled to do that. كذلك لا يجوز أن يقبل من لا تحل له قبلته. هذا واضح. Likewise, one is not entitled to kiss anyone whom it is prohibited for him to kiss. This is clear. بهذا نكون أنهينا الكلام عن معاصي اللسان. By this we come to the end of the chapter pertaining to the sins of the tongue. إن كان لأحد سؤال فليتفضل. إيه الله بحكي. هو جاي معنا. بمعاصي اليد جاي معنا. If you have any questions, go ahead. اتفضل شاهد. One of the hadith pertaining to the flute is صوتان ملعونان في الدنيا والآخرة مزمار عند نعمة ورنة عند مصيبة. Which means two sounds are damned in this dunya and in the hereafter. A flute to celebrate a flute when celebrating something, and to wail and lament when a hardship occurs, that is at the death of someone. This hadith is narrated by Al-Bazzar This is one of among the hadith pertaining to this issue. بتقول وعليه السلام يكفي. If someone writes you a letter and in the letter he writes السلام عليكم, you need to say وعليه السلام. So although he is not going to hear, but this is how it goes with the letter. وعليه. You do not say assalamu alaykum to them, except if they embrace al-Islam. Haram. Faddal Khalid. He can not to say wa alaykum assalam. He is not sinful. Hey Joe. About the bit من سئل عن علم فكتمه ألجم بلجام من نار يوم القيامة. In English, it means that the one who's asked to convey a knowledge and he withhold it, he does not do that, then he would be bridled on the keep bridled with a bit on of fire on the day of judgment. الحاكم ابن حبان وغيرهما. تفضل. صح. أما النفل يجوز. إن لم يخف الإنزال يجوز في الفرض والنفل لو بشهوة طالما لم يخف الإنزال. لا هل الصائم. تفضل حاج. الشافعي يقول لا, غير الشافعي يقول يجوز. إذا واحد والخطيب يخطب لا يردون عليه. If someone enters the masjid on Friday while the khatib is giving the speech and he says assalamu alaykum, no one responds to him. He shouldn't do it. Even when there is a class, a religious class, if someone enters, he does not say, he should not. It's not haram, but he should not say assalamu alaykum. Because this distracts the people who are attending the class. هذا من أنواع المكروه صحيح. مذموم. مكروه صحيح. خير القرون قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم يفشو الكذب ينتشر يعني ويظهر السمن يعني يصير سمن. السمن يعني الذي هو من كثرة الأكل, مش هذا المراد. ويشهد أحدهم قبل أن يستشهد. دف دف شو بيسموه مسلمين من هو the obesity, the fatness mentioned in the hadith. What's meant by it is the fatness out of eating a lot. Sometimes this is the despised one. Sometimes it's not because of that. It would not be despised. قل يجوز ألا يبد. بعض الفقهاء قال يجوز ألا يبد. له ألا يبد. When one is reciting Al-Quran, if one says Assalamu alaykum to him, some scholars said he is not obligated to say Wa alaykum assalam. تفضل وليد. ما سألت. ما بيلحق يعني. لابد من يعني لابد انه ان يكفى وان لم يكن عذر. واحد تاني كيف لكن جواهد منال I did not ask about that. تفضلي. Go ahead. تفضل. مثل ما بدك يا حاجة. هي مسلمة ولا منا مسلمة؟ عم تقولي تركت الإسلام. يعني نفس رد السلام على غير المسلم. الشافعي قال لا يجوز. بعض الأئمة الآخرين قال يجوز. Some, الإمام الشافعي said it is not permissible to say وعليكم السلام to a non-Muslim. Some other imams, another imam said it is permissible. So there is difference in opinions about this issue. Al-Imam, according to the Maliki school, if a kafir says Assalamu alaykum, you are allowed to say Wa alaykum assalam. لا ما القصة يحل المشكلة. إذا كان بيعمل له شيء لا يجوز شرعا بحيث بيصير وإلا أحيانا الأب أو الأم يؤدب بالطريقة المناسبة. أما إن تجاوز المناسب إذا كان الواحد يعرف أنه سيتجاوز الحد المأذون به في الشرع لا يفعل. وهي عارفة أنه سيتجاوز الحد. أما أن عارفة ما ظنت أنه يفعل ليس عليها حرج. نعم ما عليها حرج. شو يا أحمد؟ طيب دكتور وسام شو يا دكتور وسام؟ ما وله إلا إذا كان يوهمه أنه مسلم، أما إن كان لا يخشى ذلك نفس الحكم ينطبق. Go ahead.
In case of you heard this person, he said, you know, he's a cab. He gives you salam, and if you return the salam, it leads this person to think that you need him to be a Muslim.
Then you do not. So when you say, if you believe that, if you know that, when you say, if someone knows that, when he's saying, wa alaykum as-salam, then this would be kufr, yes. For someone to salute him when he's eating. Yes, it is discouraged. No, I wouldn't say that. I will ask. No, it is permissible for him to reply and permissible not to reply. You mean if there is a Muslim judge, etc., who is going to tell them to... You do what you can. Can you do? If only one person tells you that a Muslim commits blasphemy, then you do not rely, you do not judge that Muslim as a blasphemer relying on one person. Wafika. في الحديث صوتان ملعونان، الصوتان ملعونان، ليس أنه يعني لا يؤخذ من هذا الحديث أن النفخ في المزمار من الكبائر، لا يؤخذ. أما تأويل الحديث ومعناه شيء آخر، يعني أنا وياكم نتركوا للأئمة نشوف شو قالوا في معنى. Can you repeat please? You mean someone blasphemes, another person knows about it and he does not advise that person because he likes for him to be a blasphemer, or he is a lazy person? He did not put the effort to go and talk to him. This is not blasphemy. The other case is blasphemy. If he likes blasphemy for him, then he blasphemes by that. Yeah, of course. Yes, yes. Yes. Can you repeat if someone? Okay. I did not hear all what you said. Neither Haj Ali did. So either you raise your voice or somebody is now learning the obligatory knowledge. Okay. So he asks someone else to teach him what he is learning. It means to repeat for him. So he's learning with one person, and he asked another person to repeat for him what the first one taught him. Okay? The second one, why did he ask for the repetition? Is it because the person forgot, or no, just for more benefit? If it is just for more benefit, then the other person does not have to do that. I would tell him not to do that. Allah, tafaddali. إما القاضي وإما هذا، يعني إما رجل يقول للقاضي أنا عندي شاهد يشهد فيستدعي القاضي، أو هو يقول له تعال اشهد معي عند القاضي. String. We will get to that inshallah. Every instrument that gives enchantment, this is, if it is used alone, it gives enchantment, then it is prohibited. Two walking days. Wafiki Muhammad. The person who? Like if someone hates Abu Bakr and Umar and curses Abu Bakr and Umar, this is bid'ah pertaining to the creed, but this person does not blaspheme by that. What's the judgment of going? We will get to this, inshallah. We will talk about this in the next session, inshallah. Go ahead. The CD of what? It's the same thing. Yeah. Does it give the sound of the flute? The same thing. No, all of three would be forbidden. طيب بارك الله فيكم نهلل. لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. بارك الله بكم.